For people of a certain age, Aqualung recalls memories from the 1970s of a progressive rock album by Jethro Tull, but Aqualung of contemporary popular music is the name used by two British brothers who were still in diapers when Jethro Tull last recorded a major hit. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, today's Aqualung is trying to translate success at home into a contemporary British invasion of the United States.
Aqualung is singer and songwriter Matt Hales and his younger brother Ben, and here's how they scored a hit in Britain. A few years ago, Matt Hales was in a rock band that was dropped by its record label. He'd been a composer for hire before, writing music for TV, commercials, theater, and now he needed money. So he called everyone he'd ever worked for to tell them he was available. Meantime, he started working on some new songs.
And I'd really only got a few days into it, and the phone rang, and magically it was one of the people an agent I'd done some work for, saying, well, this is a long shot because everybody in the business is being asked to look for something. What they want is something that's already there, that's a lovely song, and they don't even really know what they want.
Hales had one song he thought might work called Strange and Beautiful.
So we hurriedly finished it off and recorded it that night because they always want these things straight away. Sent it off just hoping to get a little fee for doing a demo, really, just to pay the rent, and incredibly, they fell in love with it.
The commercial had no spoken dialogue. It was just some slow-motion film of someone in a car with the Aqualung tune, just the instrumental part of it, playing in the background. Matt Hales says the ad didn't run very often, but apparently the tune was memorable enough that viewers started contacting radio stations requesting they play the full song. Joe Harland is a producer with BBC's Radio 1. He says they received an unusually high number of text messages from listeners.
We got thousands of people wanting to know what was going on, which just told me straight away, well, that's what I'd get for people wanting to hear a Beyoncé record, to be honest. That's what I'd get for people wanting to hear an Audioslave record. That's not what you get for something that's on a small ad, and that is what tells you it's going to happen.
Soon, stations all over the UK were playing Strange and Beautiful, a song about a man who wants to cast a spell on a woman so she'll fall in love with him. Matt Hales wrote the song with his wife, a British actress named Kim Oliver.
And I was thinking of her because when we met, I feared I'd have to resort to foul means to ensnare her, because she seemed entirely out of my league. But eventually I wore her down. And maybe I did use a little magic, who knows.
To me, you're strange and you're beautiful. You'd be so perfect with me, but you just can't see. You turn every head, but you don't see me. I'll put a spell on you. You fall asleep when I put a spell on you. And when I wake you, I'll be the first thing you see.
Matt Hales says he doesn't feel any shame that his breakthrough came from a commercial. He'd always hoped for the traditional path, where a record label or radio station would find and develop Aqualung, but it didn't happen that way.
In some ways, it was even better than the traditional route, because it was kind of democratic, you know? And it was also all about people, listeners, forming a connection with the music. And I would rather have my career based on that than on the kind of whim of one executive.
Matt Hales has been playing piano ever since he was a little boy. He and his younger brother Ben started writing songs together when they were about 8 and 10, respectively. Songs about their paper route and the people who cleaned their elementary school, who they felt were underappreciated. When Matt was a teenager, he got a scholarship to study music at London City University, an experience, he said, that fueled his adolescent pretensions when he decided to write a symphony.
I mean, it isn't a symphony anyway. It was like half of one movement, really. It was about 8 minutes long. It doesn't really count. Symphonic poem or something, or bad symphonic poem. Like all teenage poetry, it's pretty hideous.
What was that, the Sorcerer's Apprentice.
It's a bit like that, which sounds like a bit of music from Star Wars. There's a bit of that. There's like a little tune. It went just some rubbish. When it came to the performance, then it was like kind of put together, but from various people who couldn't really play their instruments very well in the college. And I think Ben was
Yeah, I was drafted in to play timpani, but.